Here at Podcast HQ, we know what worried feels like. The, should I get a beer now and beat the queue, or will I miss the goal of the year, sort of worry. Well, Telstra's here to say, you don't have to worry about data. Because with Telstra Prepaid Max, you get 35 gigs for $40 on your first three recharges with 35-day expiry. Here's the legal bit. Includes a 15-gig bonus. First recharge by July 8, remaining recharges by September 30. For use in Australia. Now, let's get on with the podcast.
My name's Luke Hodge, one of the all-time greats of AFL football. And Hodgie, as I say, good morning and welcome to you. We're the Brisbane Lions sit right now. Did you envisage that it would happen this quickly?
G'day, guys. Yeah, pardon me. I guess when you first got there, we knew we had a lot of top-end younger talent coming through because we had a few high draft picks. But I guess because we had such a core group that left 4 or 5 years ago, we knew the development was going to take a while. So I think that's what you get when you see a lot of young teams is sometimes you get really good performances, sometimes you get performances that sort of don't measure up to expectations, as we saw 2 weeks ago against Carlton. But how this development of this group's come through, it's been really impressive. And I think that goes down to their mindset and their attitude just to want to get better.
Hodgie, you spent a lot of time with Chris Fagan at Hawthorn. Has he turned into the senior coach you thought he was capable of when he was under Clarko?
Yeah, g'day, Roo.
Hey, buddy.
Look, he hasn't changed, to be honest. He's the same bloke. He's a person who will still ponder and think football 90 hours a week away from the footy club. But he's still that caring, almost like father figure for the guys. I don't know much about soccer, but in soccer over in Europe, they call them managers, not really coaches. And I think he's nailed that here. When you've got a young group, as I mentioned before, I think, especially in today's day, it's not the old days where you just spray them and get the best out of them. It's if you make sure they're okay, you make sure they're well-being, and they feel that they're in a spot in a club that does worry about them, then you're going to get the best performance from them. And he's done that fantastic up here.
What about your own form, mate, and your own body? It was only a couple of years ago when we were going down the retirement path together. We did a few little activations for the retiring players, and then the next thing, Hodgie's going again. Did you think you had 2 years left in you when you decided to go again?
Initially, yeah, I did, because I finished off 17 with my body feeling really good. And as I sort of said about Fags and the father figure, when you get asked a question from a bloke like that who everyone respects and you love as a person, it's hard to say no to. But that's initially why we did do the 2 years, because I sort of sat back, went through the medicals, and I felt, and so did Fags, that I did have 2 years. I mean, whether how many games that was, it was sort of, we were going to wait and see. But yeah, mate, it was a interesting stage, and it's going to come around very quickly again, I reckon.
No, you've handled it beautifully, mate.
Did Swanee retire you the other day or not? Did I read that wrongly?
I think so.
I think he did, didn't he?
I was talking to him the other day, and I said, did you retire me? He goes, no, it was just most likely what's going to happen. But
the wording was harsh, too. It actually said quit, not retire, in the paper.
I think it's put down as sack, isn't it?
Hey, we all get sacked, mate.
I think that's that. When you get to this age, it's bound to come around. And I said, I went through it a couple of years ago, but it's looking closer at this stage. But mind you, I'm enjoying my football. I'm loving playing up here, and what the guys have been producing, it's been great from my point of view, as far as just to sit back and watch them.
So no one better place than you to sort of put some, no, I don't a perspective. I don't think balance, because we don't want to put any limits on these kids. But gee, we're starting to see what McCluggage is capable of, and Harris Andrews, and we know Lachie Neal's a star, all those sorts of things, but just can you rate some of these boys? I mean, you've played with some of the greats through your the golden Hawthorn era, and now you're seeing some of these young kids come through. Is there a limit to them?
I hate doing the comparisons, because the guys that I was lucky enough to play with the Hawthorn have gone on to be superstars, yeah, and played 300 games and plenty of premierships, but what I've seen of the guys is Harris Andrews, as far as a centre-half back, is as good a centre-half back as I've played with. Just as far as being able to intercept mark, to understand when to spoil, his communication for 22. So he's got pretty much a whole package as far as a developing player coming through. Yeah. So he's, I love, because he's got a bit of cheek about him as well. He's having to take the mickey out of himself around the footy club and in the gym and stuff like that. So he's, as a vice captain at 22, he's been so impressive. And you said about the other guys, Hugh McCluggage, Jared Berry, who's had a bit of an injury hit the last 6 weeks, but he was so impressive coming back. And as far as driving the standards from the first day of pre-season. We got back and Bezzy put on a couple of kilo in weight. He was running as good as he ever has, leading that younger group. So the emerging guys that are coming through is probably the reason why they've been able to push the likes of Zorks and Locke and all that to the next level. And to those guys, they've led these younger guys really well.
So who drives it? I mean, that's the stuff that we don't see enough of them at Brisbane up north, obviously. So we can't just roll down to training and see that sort of banter that you talk about with Harris Andrews. So who's driving this younger group the most? Who's the most aggressive in setting standards and not scared to get in the face of someone and give them a bit of a cook if need be?
I think it's a really good mix. I think when you've got leaders like Zorks, Lockie, Ryan Lester, who will sit back and they'll speak up if they have to, but they're really leaving a little bit of a platform for the younger guys to speak up. But it's Harris Andrews. He'll hit anyone up. If I do the wrong thing on the footy field, he'll hit me up. If it's after the game and the reviews, he'll make sure everyone out there is playing their role and not doing it for himself. And as I sort of said before, Jared Berry was one at the pre-season. I got back in the pre-season and there was a group of about 20 of the younger guys running and doing gym together, and it felt like that was led by him. He was talking the most. He was getting them. He was always at the front of the group. But that I'll probably focus on two there, but there's probably about a core of about six or seven that younger brigade that are really coming through.
Hodgie, as the most senior member of that team and a man who's played a lot of finals footy, do you start to shape the conversation internally now that the goalposts have probably changed a little bit, sitting at 8-5 and with five games at the Gabba, which has become a fortress on the run home? Do you start to just sow the seed and talk about expectation and what's possible in terms of finals with the group?
No, not yet. I think with a group coming through, whatever, the only time you really focus on anything like that is when you're locked in. What I do know, especially being a guy coming through at Hawthorn, is when you looked at anything too far ahead, you'd seem to drop a few games and put yourself under pressure. And I'm not sure if that's what happened against Carlton. Carlton coming out, outperformed us. They had more energy, and they just played a better brand of football. So what we realised with the younger coming through is you can't focus on that end goal. What it is just working on what you can do week to week. And then if it gets to a situation where you've locked yourself in, and that's when you change your mindset. But at this stage, it's about making sure we understand our own game style and making sure we understand each other for when we really need it.
Marcus Adams, mate, we've got a couple of messages coming through wanting to know where he is at.
Marcus, coming on, he had a few hiccups with a couple of knee operations throughout the year, but he got back and played his first game in the knee full last week. I think he played about 75-80%, got through unscathed. They said, yeah, look really well. So I guess after not playing much throughout the year, probably need a few games before he put his hands up in the knee full.
And what's on today, mate? Little stroll down the beach, perhaps a little dip, maybe a wander around the golf course. What do we got planned?
a little bit of all that. But no, we've got our main session today. So it's sort of a bit of an extended week. We've got Sunday, the 3:40 game, I think, against Melbourne up here. So today's our main hit out. When you got that extra day, you normally have a fair crack at it. So it'd be a pretty intense session.
Mate, we were discussing...
Followed by a beach and round of golf.
Life's tough. We were discussing earlier favourite restaurants. Is there a place down in Melbourne that you just miss, you can't get along to now that you're up there?
With family, you don't really get a chance to get out that much.
You've got the babysitter. Yeah, you can go anywhere you want to go for dinner in Melbourne. Where would you go?
Oh... Coco's is probably the spot, it was a date that I used to go. It was myself before we had kids, and it was that good of a place. So when we had kids, you could still take him because I used to entertain the kids.
Rui's writing a book on restaurants, so he's just getting some thoughts on from all the different players.
We're talking celebrity tips.
Hey, what about Finchie? Quickly, you've been watching him go about his work. He's a Colac boy. He's going beautifully.
Yes, loving how he's going. I think it was about 6-8 months ago where people were calling for him to be sacked and this and that. But I think this shows the determination of Finchie. And if he puts his mind to something, I think he's made 2 tonnes, another 50 so far, and he's leading really well. I think everyone knows he's footy smarts, but his determination is what really shone out in the World Cup so far.
It's good to watch. We love watching you as well, mate. Great to see the Lions in the sort of form they're at, and it's an exciting couple of weeks ahead. Thanks for jumping on this morning.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Hodgie.